Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting rapper Rich the Kid's estranged wife is claiming he attacked her numerous times and forced her to have abortions during their marriage. Her name is Antoinette Willis, and she just filed documents in their divorce. And in them, she says the rapper got violent with her so many times, it was common for the police to be called to their house. On one occasion, according to the website, she says she had followed him to a hotel where he was meeting another woman. And when he came home the next day, they got into a fight. The woman also says he grabbed her and hit her. Things escalated when Rich's family came over because his sister broke a window. Rich and Antoinette have two toddlers, a year old and a 2 year old, both named Queen and King. In the documents obtained by TMZ, the woman, his estranged wife, says she also got pregnant several other times, but she's claiming Rich forced her to have at least 3 abortions because he didn't want to have any more kids. She's demanding spousal support and child support. T.I. says someone's going to put some respect on his name. Somebody's going to pay for smearing his image. Okay. T.I. is demanding someone to pay up and take the fall for what he calls trumped up charges from the arrest that happened at his gated community just last week because the case is ruining the image he worked so hard to rehabilitate. T.I. was arrested last week for simple assault, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness after getting into it with a security guard at his gated community. Tip later butted heads with cops in jail when he tried to get an explanation from the cop who arrested him. You can see the full video at TMZ.com. He was not too happy about that. NeNe Leakes says, cancel all the shows. I don't care about the coins. I need to be next to my husband. She canceled 2 of her upcoming comedy shows, both in Albany, New York, and also in New York City, due to her husband, Greg Leakes, who has been in the hospital for 15 days straight. NeNe shared a video on Instagram Monday to explain the cancellation, saying, this is not an exclusive. This is a ploy to try and find out what's really going on. Well, what's not going on is he's not in the hospital for a heart issue. He doesn't and has never had food poisoning. And by the way, whoever the F stays in the emergency room for 15 days. It's really sad that people like Radar, that's an online blog site, won't respect your privacy when you need it most. Hashtag life of the leaks. Thank you to those that have sent well wishes and good vibes. Thank you to our family and friends who are texting us with thoughts and prayers. This full story is at the Jasmine Brand. We keep Greg Leakes in our prayers. I met the guy. He's really nice. R. Kelly's been hit with another lawsuit. An alleged victim saying the singer gave her an STD and abused her sexually. The negative headlines continues for R. Kelly. The 51-year-old singer is reportedly being sued by a woman named Faith Rogers, who says that she was 19 years old when she met the singer and he mentally, verbally, and sexually abused her during the relationship. She also claims he gave her an STD. The suit was filed in New York City. Faith alleges that she met him in March 2017 after a show in Texas. She says that after a few months, he flew her to New York City for one of his concerts, and afterwards, they had sex in her hotel room. She described the sexual experience, saying they had oral and vaginal sex, and the singer initiated unwanted sexual contact. She claims that Kelly gave her herpes, and throughout their relationship, Kelly was abusive. Faith also says their relationship lasted about a year, or Kelly's team has yet to comment on the allegations. Wow.